NHS dental crisis. DG Arlenka, Southwest London Socialist Party. Struggling to get an NHS dentist? You're not the only one. More than 300 people queued to register with an NHS dentist in Kingsland, Norfolk. Many had been queuing from 4 a.m. to snap up the first new NHS patient spaces in the area for 3 years. Norfolk has been described as a dental desert, but it is just one example of Britain's dental crisis. An inquiry into NHS dentistry found that 9 in 10 NHS dental practices across the UK were not accepting new adult patients for treatment. Across a third of the council areas, no dentists were taking on adult NHS patients, and 8 in 10 NHS practices were not taking on children. This has contributed to the disastrous situation where more than 6.5 million children in England have not seen an NHS dentist for at least a year, an increase of a third, since 2019. While adults should visit every 2 years, under 18s should see the dentist at least once a year, because their teeth can decay faster. Despite the importance of early dental care for children, one child in Sheffield waited for dental treatment for over 2.5 years. The British Dental Association described the 300-person queue in Kingsland as belonging in the Soviet bloc, yet these issues are a consequence of the ongoing privatization and defunding of NHS services under capitalism. In 2006, the Labour government changed the contract with dentists, so there's a cap on the number of NHS patients they get paid to see. This has made being an NHS dentist financially unviable, and led to a broken system where, despite there being more qualified dentists than ever, the number doing NHS work has fallen significantly. A recent poll showed that 75% of NHS dentists are considering early retirement, changing careers or going fully private. While MPs have suggested a new dentistry school in Norfolk could help improve the situation, there's little hope that new graduates with massive student loans will want to fill the gaps in the NHS. Even reverting back to the pre-2006 dentistry model would leave many people still putting off dental visits out of fear of the costs. A woman in neighboring Suffolk recently made the news by crowdfunding her dentures. She had resorted to pulling her own teeth, unable to afford treatment. "We need a fully funded and nationalized NHS dental service with completely free service and prescriptions,"